And good Friday morning. It is business of the week time, which means that we have dragged Dr. Cindy Van Sickler out of her home again this morning. Dr. Van Sickler is with Function First Spine and Sport. There we go. It's Friday morning, so that must mean we have sciatica.
Yes.
As our topic.
There
you go. There you go. I've been sitting on that one all week.
Okay, how many more jokes we got?
Last one. Okay. Last one. It's a real pain running out of sciatica jokes. There you go. Now, sciatica, I think, and again, I'm not a medical doctor, although I've played one on the radio. Sciatica, I think, somewhere during the years, probably longer ago than current, but it became kind of a generic term.
Yes.
All older people at one point had sciatica.
Yes.
Yeah, whether they did or didn't.
Yes. It was like a part of them. Once you turned 60,
you were assigned sciatica.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. It's in everybody's diagnosis code list.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Briefly, we talked about this off air. What is, because it's such a broad term, but what is sciatica?
So sciatica is pain typically in the back of the leg. So it means pain radiating from a source. And a lot of times people think, I have pain in my leg, it's sciatica. No, it might be something different. And a lot of times sciatica can come from like a piriformis muscle tightness. It's a muscle in the hip that gets tight. Mm-hmm. It can push on the sciatic nerve, cause the pain into the leg. Most commonly though, you see it coming from the nerve roots of the low back. So your sciatic nerve is actually made up of five nerve roots that come from your low back and the butt bone, the sacrum. Mm-hmm. And so depending on where they get pinched along their route is the different types of sciatica you can have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there that many different types?
Yeah. So you can have, so it's not technically sciatica because it's not down the back of the leg, but if in your upper lumbar spine, those nerve roots go to the front of your thigh. So if you ever have shooting pain into the front of your thigh, into the groin area, that actually is coming from a radiculopathy in the upper back, whereas sciatica is... Yes, the radiculopathy in the back of the leg.
There you go. There you go. I remember that. Now, sciatica was once described to me as, and again, broad statement, as basically your nerves kind of getting jumbled or pushed together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, compressed, compromised. Okay. It's a narrowing down around the nerve root. So whether that's in the spinal column going down the center of our vertebral column, or it's coming from basically the nerves come out of your spine in holes along the side, and you can actually get them compromised there too. So some things, one of the most common amongst like late 20-year-olds, early 30-year-olds is disc herniations. A lot of times I'll get guys, some deadlift goes wrong at the gym, they get a disc herniation, it shoots into the leg, drops them, and but most commonly you get it from disc degeneration. Our spine wears down. It takes the load of gravity all through the day, and over time it does wear down, and when it wears down it narrows down, and that puts pressure on the nerves.
And you don't have to be an athlete or a gymnast or a power lifter or a military guy.
And most commonly you don't have to have that scary episode where you were lifting something. Commonly I get people who wake up with it.
Well, if you remember, I told you, I woke up, I've always had back problems, but I woke up one morning and could not move my legs.
Yes.
That's not a pleasant feeling.
No.
Not at all.
No, and it goes back to what we talked about earlier this week, where if you compromise the motor nerve, you're going to get a weakness in that leg. Yeah. A lot of patients I've seen with low back issues come in with a foot drop. They are literally their foot, they can't pick it up. So it's kind of like slaps on the floor.
Wow. Well, I remember you pointing out that my left foot issue probably comes from my limp due to my right side with the sciatica.
Yes.
Yeah, which is just crazy to think about that.
Oh, but you know, that's the crazy thing about the biomechanics of the body is you think, you're taking load off of a painful area. Well, you're switching it to the load on the other side of the body.
Right.
And, wearing something else down.
We talked about one of my favorite TV shows, House.
Yes.
That he actually had to stop doing the show because pretending to have the leg problem.
Yes, was causing issues.
Was causing issues.
Yep.
And then you pointed out that he actually walked with the cane on the wrong side.
Yes.
Which may have caused the issue.
Yes.
There you go.
If he would have just had the cane on the correct side.
That's right. But it, you know, you're listening to you and just dealing with my issues over the years, physical issues over the years, not the other ones. It just, chiropractors make so much sense to me because everything on our body is just linked together.
Yeah, and you can't even, I think if too, if with surgeons, if they thought more globally mm-hmm. about the surgery they're doing, and yeah, even, you know, people have surgery on their knees and then they're off that side onto crutches and they end up with low back pain, you know, 4 to 6 months later.
Right.
Well, it was most likely because of their altered gait from staying off of the bad knee.
Right. Yeah. Well, I thought this 2015, I guess it was, I had my gallbladder removed.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, when you have your gallbladder removed, they say, okay, well, now you're going to have these problems.
Yes.
And I'm well, why did you take the gallbladder out?
Well, give me back my gallbladder, right?
But it, your body, as we discussed, and not my medical opinion.
Yes.
I was absent this day of medical school. But it just seems to me, listening to what you're saying and reading about this sort mm-hmm. of thing, and I am, you can't tell looking at me, obviously I'm not a very overly healthy person, but I'm big on the holistic and big on the natural. And
yes.
I think I told you I was a vegetarian.
Yes.
And I'm really big on trying the natural remedies. But there's so much you can do that doesn't involve putting these chemicals in your body.
Yes.
And, you know, an hour at a chiropractor's office, to me, is yes. well worth
yes.
10 minutes standing in a pharmacy line.
Well, and, you know, especially, too, I always, our actual mission statement at our clinic is educate and empower patients yep. to help themselves. And
that.
The education part is so huge. You will never leave an appointment with me and not have gained some kind of knowledge about something. And whether you choose to use that knowledge to change or maybe a month later you decide, okay, now's the time to change,
right.
having the information is, you know, it's important.
Well, if you understand what's wrong,
mm-hmm.
you can start to understand how to make it not wrong.
Yes.
And that's just common sense.
Yes.
And, you know, I told you when I was a teenager, I went to a chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And just the slightest little adjustment he made just made the whole body feel so much better.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing, too. You get all these awesome stories you hear over the years yep. and how chiropractic was, I guess, you know, found out. It actually, the first adjustment ever, like, quote-unquote, healed deafness and a custodian.
I can believe that, yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah. and you know, since then, and you know, you learn about those things in chiropractic college, and you're like, oh, I'll never see that. No, I've seen
yeah.
some pretty amazing things. I've seen, yeah, hearing clear up. I've seen headaches immediately clear up. I've seen vision clear up.
Well, it's the nerves.
Yes.
Right,
yep.
right.
Yep.
See, I've learned all this from you in a
yes.
week. See this? See this? Off topic, but
yeah.
I'm from the Virginia Beach area,
mm-hmm.
and Edgar Cayce, Association for Research and Enlightenment.
Oh, yeah.
He was called the Sleeping Prophet.
Yes.
But the majority of what he diagnosed, well, he wasn't a medical doctor, diagnosed.
Yes.
In his trances or whatever you want to call
yeah.
them, it was adjustment related.
Yes.
You need to do this differently and it'll disappear.
Yes.
And he has like a 96, 97% accuracy
yep.
rate.
Yeah.
And it's all just treat your body different.
Well, and that's too, you know, one of the most common things I get, I suppose because people don't exactly know what to say to chiropractors. They're like, I believe in that.
Right.
Oh,
right.
I wasn't aware that I was
that's
part
right.
of a
that's
new
right.
religion.
That's right.
No, but
put your change in the plate.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Nope, it can't exceed a certain amount by the state of Iowa. No,
right.
But it honestly, though, it there's so much research backing it, and that's why I always keep up my continuing education because there's always more to learn. There's always new things
oh, yeah.
coming about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Back to sciatica.
Yeah.
Our sciatica.
Yeah, our
that's
sciatica.
Right. That's right. We're practicing to be elderly. That's right. Like we said, you don't have to be an athlete.
No.
You don't have to have actually done anything.
No.
It can be like whiplash, the
yes.
slightest little thing.
Yes.
Can cause some form of sciatica.
Yeah.
Now, we realize, okay, we might have sciatica or we might just have a back problem.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, we need to call Dr. Cindy.
Yes.
By the way, how do we call Dr. Cindy?
You call 515-332-8154.
Look at Dr. Cindy knowing her phone number. Look at that. Now, we call you, we go in. You're listening, you're thinking, okay, probably some form of sciatica.
Yeah.
Basic treatment. What are we doing?
Oh, there is no basic treatment. No.
I knew that.
You're like, trick question. You tried to give it. No. Basically, every patient is specific. One of the techniques I am certified in is called the McKinsey technique.
I remember.
It's all backed by research around the DISC model of pain and how moving people in certain direction helps relieve it. Moving mm-hmm. them in the opposite makes it worse. But it helps me kind of hone in and figure out the correct exercise stretch for people to be doing. Because,
sure.
yes, I will treat you in the office, but that's a very small chunk of your whole week. And so you need to be doing preventative stuff and stretching and exercise outside of my appointments
yeah.
that are really what's going to help people get better. That's why when people, they come in and they say, thank you so much. And I said, no, you spent the majority of the time doing the exercises. This is, you helped yourself.
Yeah.
And that's way more important than taking any credit for helping people, because then you feel empowered and you want to do more.
So. I kind of feel like your mission is educate the patient.
Yes.
And then the patient can take it from there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll be there with like any that. Questions. But hey, as long as they're out and about and back to a better quality of life, that's my whole
right.
goal. So.
Well, to sum up sciatica, it hurts.
Yes.
Yes, it hurts.
Yes.
I can vouch. Hurts. It generates heat. And it, when it hits just right, you don't move.
Yes.
So if you are experiencing any of that and not seeing a chiropractor, you are a much better person than the majority of us because I'm going to see a chiropractor. But sciatica, foot pain, numbness, tingling, vision problems,
yes.
headaches,
yes.
shoulder pain, they need to call Dr. Cindy.
Yes.
And you can help with all this.
And if I can't help, I will certainly figure out where you need to be referred
exactly.
and get you there.
I like that.
Yes.
Dr. Cindy is not going to keep you in the office and keep running test after test after test.
No.
No. She's
even
going to...
if you're as funny as you are, Bill, I you. Will not
Thank
keep you.
You
in the office.
Did I tell you I have SVT, the heart condition?
Yes.
Which... easy to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not a pleasant thing.
Yes.
But I have had so many EKGs that I can actually connect the EKG leads.
That's very helpful. It
yes.
cuts down on time.
They love me at the ER. They'll put the kit on my chest and I'm just sitting there.
Connect
it's
the dots.
Fantastic. You're like... it's fantastic. I'm good with MRIs and CTs. I'm great with them. Fantastic.
I mean, I essentially think you're basically through medical school.
I think I should just open a practice. Yes.
Well, that's really scary. No, let's not.
I could definitely be a therapist. I mean, if you need your car fixed, you go to a car mechanic. If you think you're crazy, where would you go? Dr. Cindy Van Sickler has been our guest all week. Function First, Spine and Sport. I don't know why I keep wanting to say sport and spine.
I don't know, but
it's because you're board certified sport chiropractic.
Yes,
that's
you just had so many things you had to keep in mind when meeting me. It's so exhausting.
My mind is just racing. But spine and function first, spine and sport. There we go. I'm going to write this on my hand. Is located at
604 Sumner Avenue.
And your website
is www.functionfirstspineandsport.com.
And that phone number?
515-332-8154.
And they can send you a message on that website.
Yeah.
I noticed that.
Yep. And they can send us a message to find us on Facebook.
Oh, Facebook.
Like the page.
Right. Yeah.
Follow it. Yeah.
And you're working on getting the videos for the
yes,
exercises?
Yes. Putting
yeah.
videos will eventually be on our website. Our website will probably actually look a lot different in the next 2 weeks, too.
Oh,
so
nice. Yeah. It's already a nice website.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy to navigate.
Yes.
Yeah. I like it.
We're going to make it even easier.
I like how when you scroll back up, it does the really fast thing.
Yes.
I like that. I think it's cool. Because I hate sitting there and scrolling.
Yes.
Because, well, I mean, my fingers are, as you know, they're numb.
Right. We don't need to create carpal tunnel.
Exactly. I mean, it's the next thing.
Right?
It's the only thing not wrong. Dr. Cindy, we thank you so much.
No, thank you so much,
you,
Bill.
You have been a fantastic business of the week. All right. Thanks for listening, folks. Check out Function First. Even if you just think you have an issue, a twinge, because a back twinge, a little teeny thing in the back can lead to bad things.
Yes.
Yes. And keep in mind, your spine connects to your whole body.
Yes.
So it doesn't just have to be a backache. Trust me. All right. Thank you, Dr. Cindy. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.